Federal health officials warned yesterday that all types and brands of romaine lettuce are unsafe to eat because they could be contaminated with E. coli. This just months after an E. coli outbreak linked to romaine killed 5 people and infected more than 200 across the U.S. Let's bring in Rachel Noble. She's an environmental microbiologist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Rachel, how dangerous is this outbreak and this strain of E. coli?
This type of outbreak, as we've seen before, they're particularly dangerous. And the reasons that they're dangerous is that we know that the particular strains that are causing these outbreaks cause serious health consequences, hospitalization, and even death.
How are investigators going to take what they know about this outbreak and narrow it down to find the source of it?
That's a difficult process. If you think about lettuce in particular, it's grown with an immense amount of water. They're water-loving plants. In addition to that, a lot of times the areas in which they're grown, the water resources are coming in from canals or irrigation systems that are carrying water some distance. Furthermore, I think one of the things that people can think about from the perspective of lettuce is that we know whenever it's in our own gardens that it can have dirt and sand or sediment on it. And so the washing process is something for CDC to be looking at in terms of sources of this contamination.
We know that this particular strain was not from the farm in southern Arizona that was responsible for an outbreak earlier this year. But why lettuce? I mean, it does seem that lettuce has been responsible for a lot of these outbreaks lately.
Well, I really point to a few key reasons why lettuce. The first is that even if people are using it, which might be strange, in a smoothie or in a juice drink, the product is still raw. So there are very few cases where romaine in particular is going to be cooked in any form. The second is that, as I said, these are plants that really love water. And so an immense amount of water is used to grow them. And the third really is, if you think about it, there's a lot of nooks and crannies in romaine lettuce. If the most recent salad that you ate, you may not have washed it well enough to remove a lot of the sediment and sand and dirt. And that's really where the bacteria can be found.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guilty of that for sure. I'm sure a lot of other people are as well. But, you know, we live in this modern world. How is it possible that we continue to have these major breakdowns in our food safety in this country?
Well, I think one of the reasons that it's possible is that it's impossible for us to test every single product with the current framework. We do a very good job in this country of tracking back to outbreaks. But one of the things that we don't do is we don't do a lot of proactive testing because E. coli can come from a lot of different places. And so there's two real needs. One is that you need to measure the E. coli out in the environment. But then in addition to that, there's only a small subset of that type of E. coli that causes the disease that we're so concerned about. Most strains of E. coli are actually harmless. So we have this conundrum where it's not always true that lettuce that has a high amount of E. coli on it, it's not necessarily true that it actually contains ones that can make you sick. And that's a conundrum because the two are not always related.
That's Rachel Noble, an environmental microbiologist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.